It's time.
Yes, I have one more question, but I forgot it.
The emergency break of the week.
Oh, no. So, I guess I'd like...
Call me later, group.
All right.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
The white man and the black man are more advanced, or the white man is more advanced than the black man or than the...
No. Good Lord.
Most confused human being.
I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, and the e-break is brought to us by TexasDirectAuto.com. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, it's too bad this guy is up for it because I don't know what he was supposed to do. And that is David Mino. He runs the board for Bad Radio and the Hardline. His shift of running the board is supposed to end at 7 o'clock. That's when John Fahey comes on and runs the Ticket Top 10. Well, I guess the problem is Fahey went on vacation and no one told Mino, and I guess no one told anyone else because there was no one who was here to run the board and run any sort of programming. So Mino had to stay late and improvise, and it sounded something like this.
Damn the Ticket.
Well, Fahey's not here, and everybody else is left, and I've never hosted the Top 10 before, so we're just going to play some Rotten Radio for you guys until something else happens. So, for the time being, enjoy some Rotten Radio, guys. Hey, I'm still here. I'm not mad, though. I just really have to go to the bathroom, and I haven't been able to leave the studio yet. So I might just go in the trash can. If you're turning in for the top 10 tonight, I'm sorry, but there is no top 10 tonight, so we're just kind of hanging out, playing some Rotten Radio. Heck, oh, man. That song has cuss words in it, and it said it didn't, so I had to dump it. But yeah, we're just hanging out right now, and it's just me and some Rotten Radio. Heck, we might take calls in a minute if you want to call up here. I don't know. But for the moment, let's check in on some Rotten Radio.
The Ticket.
They're not going to play this for the Marconi Committee,
good
are they?
Good Lord.
Wow. I got some Rotten Radio for your guys.
Okay, but I mean, he's thrown into a bad situation.
Terrible situation. But that was still the on-air presentation, therefore it's eligible for
hello,
any
everybody.
Break.
I'm going to say in that case, less would probably be more. Just come back from the break and say, and now here's more Rotten Radio on the Ticket.
Yeah.
And I didn't even play the 5 minutes of calls he took later in the hour.
Oh, yeah. No.
Probably for the best.
Poor Mino. He has to do that, and now he's up for an e-break. Candidate number two is a guy who is doing ticket tickers for us this week, and that is one Ty Walker. You know, a long time ago, while doing a ticket ticker, Ty Walker had a hard time saying his own name. It sounded something like this.
I'm Ty Walker.
And so since then, we've turned it into... We've had a big kick out of that for a long time now. Well, Ty had another funny pronunciation of his own name moment this week.
That's ultimatebariatrics.com. I'm Ty Walker. I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. It's really early.
This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM.
All right, so let's hear that isolated.
I'm Ty Walker.
What a struggle.
I'm Ty Walker. Rough morning.
That's gravel shake voice. That's a great combo there. Let's hear that one more time.
I'm Ty Walker. I'm Ty Walker.
I'm Ty Walker.
I'm Ty Walker.
I'm Ty Walker.
I'm Ty Walker.
We have a chance to interview Ty Walker himself about that moment. What happened?
I got a little dry throat for a split second and couldn't hold back, and I had to say my name, and that's what you got. I'm Ty Walker. I'm choking.
A little choked up about the whole thing. Well, that would be a great alarm clock, the Ty Walker alarm clock that could go off for
I'm
you.
I'm Ty Walker.
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 Or maybe not.
I'm Ty Walker.
Yeah, it sounded like maybe you just took a toke. And then you tried to say
Ty Walker. So I got to get through this morning, man.
All right, there's Ty.
I'm Ty Walker.
Candidate number two. Candidate number three is Norm. The travel show is back this week. You know, where Norm will give you useful travel hints like, if you're going on a trip, you might want to make a plane reservation.
He's not that basic with his tips.
When you get on the plane, find your seat. Because that's where you will sit for the duration of the flight.
Yes.
Because you don't want to stand the whole flight.
Continue breathing throughout your vacation.
If you're going to stay somewhere, make a hotel reservation.
Come on.
Mayor and I do that all the time.
You are so cruel.
You're belittling Norm's travel
show. I'm just giving some examples of some of the advice that he gives out.
More detailed than
that. Well, here's an e-break here as Norm tried to bring a guest on, and he has some confusion.
Dr. Salmon?
It's not Dr. Salmon.
No, Dr. Salmon is gone.
But Norm has some confusion as what's the difference between an email address and a website.
But right now, John, why don't we go to the Bob's Steak and Chop House hotline and bring in our guest. This is Christopher Elliott. And Mary and I are really happy that you're able to spend a few minutes with us, Christopher. Thanks for that.
Well, thank you.
His website, by the way,
man,
which we will repeat later again, is chris@elliott.org. chris@elliott.org.
Yeah. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Actually, it's just elliott.org.
Oh.
It's a website. So it's Elliott, ELLIOTT.org. And my email address is chris@elliott.org, and that's 2 L's and 2 T's.org.
Let's say you're starting to arrange your own travel.
See what I mean? He was about to talk about reservations.
Boy. He just blew right past it.
I have no idea what you just said, but anyway, let's get back to that reservations thing.
I love how slightly condescending Chris Elliott is when he corrects him.
Yeah, thanks, but...
That's a website.
That's a website. Dude, you gave out my email address as my website.
Oh, his private email address.
That was great.
All right, one more time.
But right now, John, why don't we go to the Bob's Steak and Chop House hotline and bring in our guest. This is Christopher Elliott. And Mary and I are really happy that you're able to spend a few minutes with us, Christopher. Thanks for that.
Well, thank you.
His website, by the way,
man,
which we will repeat later again, is chris@elliott.org. chris@elliott.org.
Yeah. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Actually, it's just elliott.org.
Oh.
It's a website. So it's Elliott, ELLIOTT.org. And my email address is chris@elliott.org, and that's 2 L's and 2 T's.org.
Let's say you're starting to arrange your own travel.
I think we need that as a drop.
You're starting to arrange your own travel.
Your own travel.
For years, you've had everyone else do it, but now you're going to start.
No acknowledgement whatsoever. Not an okay, not a sorry about that. Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah.
Just blew right past it.
By the way, that is the travel most people arrange. Their own travel.
Right, yeah.
Most people are not travel agents.
When you get started. All right, so is it Mino, Ty Walker, or Norm? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'll take David Mino. And George, I am bringing a big basket of butt beads to you.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I was going to vote, but let Chigger vote, but he's on his bachelor party, so I guess I'm just going to continue to talk around this call real quick.
Clearly a Mino vote.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote Mino killed Bill Walsh.
Okay, we don't know about that. We'll register your vote anyway. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for Norm and the Mandela Effect.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yes, and if you book a trip to Southeast Asia, you can legally have a young Malaysian boy.
Hey, that was not one of the tips.
Another Norm travel tip there. Hi, you're on the ticket.
As tempting as it is to vote for Fun with Old People, I'm going to go with the Minotaur.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
Isn't Norm's show bad enough where he doesn't have to bring his wife on and spare
Stop
him?
It. Hey, hey, stop it. Hey, come on.
Stop it.
You're not going to take a shot of Norm like that.
Well,
only we can do
all
that.
This morning yeah. during breaks,
only
George.
We can do that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi. Good show, Deuce.
Thanks.
Me and my kid Chris were wondering, what was a bigger feat, rushing for 2,000 yards in one season or slicing through two necks in one night?
Yeah,
you needed to do a twist there on the second part. You didn't.
You just repeated the actual prank call. There's really nothing in that.
Really,
yep.
To do there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Bathroom, George Bel Air. Whoa, come the days past, Alpha tomorrow.
Not bad. That's kind of funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Let me vote for that Mino, blonde one.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have a surprise winner, David Mino.
I'm sorry, but the Tie Walker and the Norm Breaks are so much better.
How did
this win?
I agree. I guess people thought it was funny.
Damn the tick. Well, Fahey's not here, and everybody else is left. And I've never hosted the top 10 before. So we're just going to play some Rotten Radio for you guys until something else happens. So for the time being, enjoy some Rotten Radio, guys. Bam the ticket. Hey, I'm still here. I'm not mad, though. I just really have to go to the bathroom, and I haven't been able to leave the studio yet. So I might just go in the trash can. If you're turning in for the top 10 tonight, I'm sorry, but there is no top 10 tonight, so we're just kind of hanging out, playing some Rotten Radio. Heck, oh, man. That song has cuss words in it, and it said it didn't, so I had to dump it. But yeah, we're just hanging out right now, and it's just me and some Rotten Radio. Heck, we might take calls in a minute if you want to call up here. I don't know. But for the moment, let's check in on some Rotten Radio.
The ticket.
That is the most boring show of all time.
Yes.
How many wins is that for Mino?
That's his fourth win. He's 85 behind Norman straight out of Little Elm Hitzkus.
Okay.